Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited Q2 and FY26 earnings conference call. This call is hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Hamsha. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, it's our pleasure to host the senior management of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited. We have with us Mr. Anshuman Khedia, Whole-Time Director and CEO, Mr. Tushar Bhandari, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Ankit Nagori, Deputy General Manager. We also have Go India Advisors, the IR advisors for the company. Without wasting much time, I'll hand the call to the management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited. Our financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded to the exchanges, and I hope you had the opportunity to go through them. Before discussing the Q2 and H1 FY26 performance, I would like to make an important announcement. We are pleased to welcome Mr. Dilip Kumar Inani, who has joined as our Chief Financial Officer, a chartered accountant with over 30 years of finance leadership experience. He brings strong expertise in financial control and strategic planning to strengthen AABL's growth journey. Mr. Dilip Kumar Inani.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Anshuman, and thank you for the warm welcome. Truly great to be part of this great team. I'm sure that my varied experience will further add to the growth of this organization. I will look forward to collaborating across the team to build strong foundation and drive sustainable growth with highest financial discipline. With that, I will hand it over to Mr. Anshuman again, who would be apprised about the Q2 and H1 FY26 performance. Over to you, Anshuman. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Inani. As we close the first half of FY26, we have continued to execute our strategy with consistent discipline and focus on proprietary IMFL segment with increase of market share in existing segment as well. Increasing new geographical area to become a leading player in coming years in premium segments with new brands and pipeline. The company delivered strong growth in its proprietary IMFL segment. This underscores the sustained strength of our brands in key markets like Madhya Pradesh and Kerala, along with encouraging traction across the premium portfolio in the recently entered markets of Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh. AABL today stands as one of the fastest emerging integrated players in India's alcohol industry. The broader sector continues to witness strong momentum with premium spirits leading category growth. Supported by evolving consumer preference, rising disposable incomes and increasing brand consciousness. For the quarter and first half, we delivered strong growth in both volume and value terms. Q-on-Q at 37% growth in IMFL proprietary brands and H1-on-H1 33% in volume terms and in value terms. Growth is 35% and 28% respectively, supported by an improved product mix and an expanding distribution network within a IMFL proprietary portfolio. The IMFL proprietary segment remains the cornerstone of our growth strategy. We've been deliberate in building a strong premium brand portfolio. Our prestige and above launches that include Hillfort Blended Whiskey and Nicobar Gin are seeing sustained growth in our core market of Madhya Pradesh and are beginning to find their footing in new geographies, including Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh. Since our foray into Kerala in 2018, we have steadily strengthened our market presence, ranking among the top four liquor companies in the state. The strong foundation we've established in Kerala stands as a benchmark for the growth we aspire to achieve in other high potential markets. In addition to Kerala and Madhya Pradesh, we have established a footprint in Chhattisgarh, Delhi, UP, Maharashtra, and will gradually strengthen our sales with right and establish the distribution channel. During the first half of FY26, we successfully entered Maharashtra UP, marking a significant step in our geographic expansion. Building on this momentum, we are now gearing up to launch Pondicherry, Goa, Odisha and Jharkhand, further advancing our roadmap to become a pan-India IMFL player. The recently launched Central Province Orange Vodka delivered strong volume and value growth during the quarter, capturing around 15% market share in the NP market. Offered in three distinct variants, Ultra, Luscious Orange and Refreshing Green Apple, this brand has seen a strong initial response from consumers. The Green Apple variant in particular has stood out with robust demand, reflecting the brand's growing appeal among young and experimental audiences. Our core value brands such as Bombay Special Whiskey, Superman Fine Whiskey and Titanium Vodka has maintained healthy traction and strong brand loyalty across key categories. Looking ahead, we are set to enter the ready-to-drink segment. With the launch of Culture in the second half of FY26, introduced in 5 vibrant variants, this line is crafted to capture the growing demand among younger urban consumers aligned with shifting consumer consumption trends. I am pleased to share that our malt plant in Barwaha has been commissioned and we have commenced the processing and maturation of malt spirits. This facility, with a capacity of 6,000 liters per day, represents a major milestone in our backward integration journey, ensuring consistent quality and cost optimization. A capex of 55 crores has been incurred for the malt plant, with an additional capex of 55 to 60 crores expected to be invested in cast over the next 2 to 3 years. The plant will be utilized for our internal requirements and will play a key role in supporting our premium whiskey portfolio. It aligns with our long-term vision of launching AABL's own single malt, thereby completing a full spectrum of portfolio across price points. Our ethanol plant operated at around 85% capacity utilization during the first half of FY26. We are proud to announce that the associated Cadia Group, the parent group of AABL, has been honored with the 2025 Barclay Private Clients Hurum India Legacy Builder of India's Distilling Industry Award. This recognition reflects group's rich legacy, leadership and long-standing contribution to India's evolving alcohol landscape. With that, I will hand over to Mr. Tushar Bhandari, our full-time director, to take you through the financial and operational highlights.
Thank you, Anshuman, and a good afternoon, everybody. Building on Anshuman's comment, I will focus on the operational and the financial performance for the quarter and full year, along with the key business updates. Let me begin by giving an overview of the operational highlights for Q2 and H1 FY26. IMFL proprietary volume stood at 5.66 lakh cases, registered a very strong growth of 37% year on year. We are seeing a good traction in our premium and above brands. License IMFL volume stood at 2.41 lakh cases, impacted due to change in business pattern with improve from license to contract manufacturing. Merchant ENA volume was 5.4 million liters and ethanol volume stood at 10 million liters. Okay. Moving to the financial performance for Q2 FY26. Net revenue from operations stood at 253 crores, remaining broadly flat year on year. The marginal decline was primarily due to shift in Inbrew business model from license to contract manufacturing. Gross margin stood at 36%, lower compared to last year, primarily due to lower realization of byproduct because of increase in number of ethanol plants, and price of byproducts is again improving, and also due to change in raw material mix. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 240 million, down 4% year on year, translating to the EBITDA margin of 9%, which is marginally reduced from 10% EBITDA in corresponding period of last year. Profit after tax stood at 140 million with a PAT margin of 6%. In terms of segment performance for the quarter, IMFL proprietary revenue stood at 41 crores, reflecting an year-on-year increase of 35%. IMIL revenue stood at 56 crores, growing by 8%. Merchant ENA contributed 37 crores, and ethanol revenue for the quarter was around 71 crores. Going forward, our focus remains on strengthening our proprietary IMFL portfolio and expanding our presence in the premium and above segment. With the new products to be launched in the subsequent quarters and entry into the additional geography, we are confident of achieving around 30-35% and above revenue growth in our proprietary IMFL brands. We continue to remain a healthy balance sheet with disciplined working capital management and focus on delivering superior shareholder returns. With that, I open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishikesh Shah from Alchemy Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Shah.
Yeah. So my question was on IMFL proprietary. This quarter, our growth in IMFL proprietary was good. So do we see the momentum continuing, like the 35% growth, or will it come down to a sustainable 15-18% guidance?
See, as we had informed earlier also, the company's entire focus has been on its own IMFL proprietary brands, which can clearly be seen in the Q2 performances and the half-yearly performance also, so which is up around 30-35%, and we would expect it to be at this pace growth in the coming year as well. With the addition in number of states also which we are entering into, it'll be in the range of 30-35% growth.
Effect. So, and I wanted to ask a question on realization. When you compare this H1 to last year H1, our realizations are down 2%. So what is the reason for that? Our premium segment is growing at a higher rate than our overall IMFL proprietary. So can you help me understand this?
Basically, the contribution which comes from is primarily two markets, which is say Madhya Pradesh and Kerala, and the other markets have been gaining transactions. The realization has been down by 2% because of certain pricing policy change in Madhya Pradesh. That is the reason, primarily. That is the number of profit realization. But with the added and increase in the sale of our premium products, over the time, you would expect it to go higher.
Okay, so what would be the steady state kind of margins for FY26 as a whole? If you can give a figure or something.
That is a futuristic thing which we are talking about, but as we talk about the EBITDA margin contribution, we are primarily focusing on our contribution which is coming from IMFL business. So we would expect anywhere in the range of 13-16% EBITDA margin contribution from IMFL.
IMFL, this is proprietary, right?
Proprietary. The company is only selling primarily proprietary brands now over the years and will continue to do that.
And this margins are down as compared to last year. Is that because of marketing? More marketing expenses in the new geographies?
I think there's been increase in the marketing expenses as we enter into new states. We are entering into newer states. As we enter into the new states, so entry, in initial entry, the cost is higher.
Right, understood.
That is done in coming.
Right, understood. Okay. So in the IMFL licensed segment, I understand that because of the shift to contract manufacturing, data revenue growth is lower. So going forward,
yes,
what kind of growth are we looking at and what are the margins that we see going forward?
See, going forward, see, out of this, the entire business, there were the two primary products which were there. One was the Backpiper and the second is Stella. So for certain reasons, Indru wanted the turnover on their books. Then the Backpiper from franchisee model to a job work model, wherein we are doing a job work for them and we are getting marginal contribution on the bottom line from those job work, whereas the top line is not there. So that's why it was down. But post this quarter, we would see a steady growth on probably in the, if you talk about the only other product which is left is the CLR and DSP Black of USL, we would see an increase in growth in that.
Right. So, what I wanted to understand is, in license now, directly if we do contract manufacturing, that will result in your net sales will be your profit, right? We won't be recognizing the whole revenue.
Yes. And contract manufacturing
margin will technically be higher. Instead of 14% last year, it should technically be higher, right? Because of we are recognizing on net basis.
No, but the Indru business, which will be there on the job work, that will not come into IMFL license brand. It will go into job work manufacturing. So which we are doing also for Diageo. So license manufacturing is a pure product which we've taken on pure risk and reward ratio basis from other players. So which we had earlier 5 products, like Backpiper, Light Mischiefs and other products. So now we have out of that, we have only CLR and DSP Black.
Right.
So in another license brand, only sale and realization of CLR and DSP Black would come.
Right.
In the month will come.
This contract manufacturing, it is recognized in what segment? It's
other.
In the job work and other income.
Job work income.
Okay. Okay, and on the malt plant, I wanted to ask you, we have invested 50 to 60 crores. Last time you had told us that you will also be doing some kind of merchant sales. And now we are talking about doing entirely captive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, eventually, I will repeat what I said earlier only. The company's pure focus is to develop, manufacture and sell its own brands. Okay. We are in the process of building brands. We have brands in pipeline as well. And in our existing products, say Central Province Whiskey and Hill, we are buying malt from outside and consuming it. Okay. So the objective would lie as much as we can in our own products. So we are working on that. So we are putting everything on maturity because we are quite confident that over the period of time it will get mature. That is 1.5 years, one product, and 3 years the other product. We will be available in most of the states in the country, and we'll be a pan India company. And our requirement itself would be of the malt which we'll manufacturing. So that's the focus. And if we are not able to sell our IMFL brand, which is unlikely, then we will sell it in the open markets also. So open market demand is there. That's not an issue.
Right. So what kind of margin?
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but I may request
one last question. Yeah. So it's relating to the earlier question. So what kind of margin benefit will we see over here?
There'll be completely premium products, and these premium products will attract a 20+ margin.
Okay. Okay, understood. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Daljeet Singh Kohli from Roha Asset Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. It was not clear in the previous answer. Where do you account this job work activity?
It comes as job work income.
Oh, so in the line item, where do I see in the income statement?
Revenue from operations.
It's part of gross revenue.
Yes.
Right? So this
yes.
segment, which you have four segments, besides this, this is the fifth one, in a way.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Earlier it was not the case, right? But for Diageo, we have been doing job work for quite some time, but that was not the case earlier, right?
So it was coming there only. Diageo was coming and now in Brew is added there.
No, I mean to say you were not classifying this as a job work separately, right?
Yeah.
It was part of in license, this license, the IMFL license part, right? Is there a change in reporting style? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Oh, there's no change in reporting style.
Okay. Now, second thing is this. Sorry, yeah, go ahead, please.
Can you change in the reporting style?
No, confusion is about where this job work amount, revenue is booked. You are saying it is part of gross revenue, but when we add all these four sub segments, will it be beyond this? That is what you are trying to say, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is what my query was. Anyways. Now, the question is, okay, if you change this style from license to job work, that should not impact the margins, no? That should, why are the margins down in this way?
Total the margins are
also down, and segment division margins are also down, right?
Like, the margins are down, you're talking about the license brand margins are down, right?
Correct.
Yes, the license brand margins are down because there were two products primarily which is involved. Is one is the Backpiper and the second is CLR. So both have different types of margin that is down. And plus the ENA price is slightly higher. That's why the margins are down. These are the two primary reasons of margin being down on my IMFL license brand. And primarily an IMFL owned proprietary brand margins are down because of the expansion in other states. The initial cost is involved there.
Okay. You should be beneficiary of the fall in the maize prices and other things, no? Rice and all. So, why
so the
numbers?
So the marketing expenses have increased. That is the primary reason. And second reason, the margins being down is as the price of ENA has gone up. That is primarily because of the byproduct sale price realization has gone drastically down because of number of ethanol plants expanding drastically. So these are two major reasons.
So on consolidated basis, what would be your guidance for the margin?
On consolidated basis, the guidance for the EBITDA margin should be around anywhere between 8 to 11%.
8 to 11.
Yeah.
Too large range, no?
That will be somewhere around 9 to 11. So we would be maintaining the existing margin which is there, definitely, and we will be trying to improve on that. Because as the major impact on the margin has come from the realization of byproduct sale. The price of byproduct had gone down drastically because of the number of ethanol plants coming up. So that was the primary reason, and now we are seeing an upward movement in the prices which is there in byproduct.
So reversal is expected from there.
Yeah. So if we compare last year quarter on quarter, so the EBITDA margin last year was 10% and this year it was 9%.
I'm comparing with previous quarter.
So previous quarter, anyway, says Q1 is the best quarter of the year. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for answering all the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sushrit D. Patil from Eyesight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, team. My name is Sukrut Patil. I have two forward-looking questions. First is, I just want to understand what is the long-term plan for AAPL beyond ethanol and premium IMFL. Is there something you are building that gives the company a lasting edge over the time? Maybe a way of working or a platform or a mindset that helps you grow smarter, not just bigger, but more smarter also, as the industry also grows. Thank you.
So basically, long-term vision of the company is to increase the sale of its own IMFL brands. And the company is purely working on both platforms. So for that, one of the key ingredients of being a part there is that one is you need to have a good product, good liquid you need to have. You need to offer the quality at a reasonable price to the customer. Second is you need to have good distribution channel and a distributing partner, which company is aggressively investing on. And fifth, which is the most important part out of the all segment for the company, is to have the best talent in the industry. So that's what we are doing. We are in the process of aggressively also the talent from the industry. So whichever state we are entering, we are looking at the best distributor or the best salesperson who would guide our sales there. Next target which we are keeping the states is Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Goa, Mahe, Assam and Odisha. These are the three states. Second is AABL is strategizing and making products which will be available across the portfolio category and across the value chain. So basically, if I would say in simple terms, if the customer wants to go, say, 50 rupees up in the purchase point or 50 rupees down in the price point, our product should be available. So it gives an added advantage for us to move and meet the distributor also. So we want to become a one-stop shop for the alcohol industry in the years to come. So for that, we have invested in single malt also, as Indian single malt is gaining traction across the world. So we have invested in the single malt as well. And we have seen that the focus is realizing by a strong growth in our own IMFL proprietary brand, which is around 30-38% with GST. So that's the momentum. We want to keep it up and we want to increase the sale of our own product. So that's what we are aiming for.
Thank you. My second question is to Mr. Bhandari. I believe he's also on the call today.
Yeah. I am Mr. Bhandari, yes.
Oh, sorry, I missed it. I joined a bit late. Okay, so my second question is again regards to margins and cost planning. When costs go up, like ENA or packaging, how do you make sure the margins stay steady without cutting any corners? Just want to know if there is anything in your system like sourcing, pricing discipline or plant design, you know, something that is helping you stay efficient even when things get a bit when you can't predict things in the future. Just want to understand how are you planning or thinking about this over the next few quarters. Thank you.
See, basically in this you can be more efficient. That is going to give you an edge over the competition, and that will help you take care of the increase in the cost, if any. So one is that there is no compromise on efficiency. Second is the procurement of raw materials. You should have, we are doing a multiple level procurement of raw material. That is, we are procuring it directly through mandis, so that we have the hands-on rate what is happening in the market. Second is through brokers. And third is to direct through big institutions. So multiple level of sourcing you should have. So that's where you can contribute. And second is also, once the brand is established, for example, a brand is a million case brand, then we are also working on value engineering. So we have already started working on value engineering of the brands which are aggressively growing of our own in the market. How to do value engineering, how to use market bottle, how to reduce the bottle weight. So that's where we can increase the margins, or we can maintain the margins with the increase in cost. And third and foremost, which is most critical and which has been our focus, is to increase the sale of our premium brands. So that's what we are targeting.
Thank you for the guidance, and I wish the entire team best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajveer Randan from Ventura Securities. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, so there's a decline this quarter in the revenue from the license band, and basically you said that is because of a switch to the new business model, that is the job work income. So, even the total revenue that is coming from the other income section, which is where this should fall, has not been very high comparatively. So, how long do you think this decline is expected to continue in revenue, and how do you see your, how do you see yourself meeting the revenue guidance which you had given on a blended basis?
So see, there has been a downfall in the revenue, as I kindly said, is first and foremost because of the reduce in the byproduct price, and then second is the improved business. Okay, these are the two primary reasons, because in Brew earlier we used to get the entire revenue in our books, but now we are just getting the job work revenue on our books. In other cases, what our guidance and the focus has been is to rapidly increase the sale of our own IMSL proprietary brands, and we are working on that. So we've been able to achieve 30 plus growth in our own IMFL proprietary brand, and we will continue to grow that, because that's the future goal of the company.
So basically, for the license, I wanted to ask, how long is this decline supposed to continue? So there for a few more quarters, right?
Yeah, a couple of quarters, because first quarter we had already shown. So this entire year it will be there, because last year the proprietary brands were there, entire year were there in our top line, and this year out of that back buffer has been moved. So you will see in IMFL licensed brand that kind of decline, but we will try and do our best in IMFL own brand, where we'll try to catch up as much as we can, which we've done in the past as well.
Please go ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Pura from Adinath Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Tushar.
Good afternoon, Manojji.
My question was regarding this proprietary brand. We are doing fantastically all over, and all new markets where we will be entering, we will be coming with only proprietary brands, na?
Yes.
It means wherever we enter, we are entering with proprietary brand, and growth will be substantial. So can we maintain a growth of around 40% quarter on quarter? And how long will it take to reach a turnover of almost 1 billion per quarter?
So we have given a guidance of 30% growth quarter on quarter on our proprietary brands, and that's what we are targeting and achieving on that. Because whichever stage you enter, sir, at least two quarters minimum you need to stabilize. Because see, the problem in our business particularly is that every state is a different country altogether. So every state taking up policies, entering into the state, looking for the distributor, that's the cumbersome. And the primary focus is not only about the sales. We can achieve our sales as much as we can, but we have to secure the funds also. In our industry, securing funds is the most important thing. You can increase the top line and increase the debtors. That is not the way of doing business. So being we are targeting our growth of 30+% in our own IMFL proprietary brands.
Tushar, what was the hit on our top line due to this interview? In value terms, what was our hit quarterly or annually?
So in value terms, if you can see, sir, IMFL licensed brand is almost 100 minus. So last year it was, in this quarter, it was 483 vis-a-vis to 287.
Okay. So annually it is almost 100 crore.
Yes, but we'll be able to match up, so we are trying to match up with our own, and then that's the focus.
Yeah, and the, regarding this RTD, how much is the margin and how much we want to take out of that slice?
So the market is quite small, but we expect, and all the data which are in the industry is showing an upward increase in the consumption of RTD. That's why we are targeting primarily on RTD. And we are planning to take at least 4 to 5% market share in the initial period. So that is one thing. Second is that I would also like to inform on this forum is that in last con call we had said that we have delayed our launch of tequila because we were not getting approval from Mexico. And recently we have received an approval from Mexico. So we'll be working aggressively on launching that at the earliest. So we'll be the only Indian manufacturer who would have its own brand and would be able to call tequila.
Fantastic. Regarding the FDF industries, which you are bidding for.
Sorry,
this is my last question. This is my last question. FDF industry in Palakkad, which you are bidding.
Yes, sir. So basically,
how much benefit we will get out of that? How much benefit we will be getting out of that, and what will be the capex?
So there is a substantial benefit which will be received to the company. Apart from the benefit, it's about the increase in the sales for the company. So company has, right now, we have at least 3 tie-ups manufacturing agreement. So we are dependent on 3 bottlers for manufacturing our sales which is there. But as the company grows, and as the company want to grow, still there is a huge gap. So the number one company which is there is doing 8 lakh cases per month, and number 3 which is AABS is doing around 1.8 lakh cases per month. So there is still a huge gap between number 1 and number 3. So we are targeting to get into number 1. So for that we need to have our own manufacturing unit, and we need to have the entire manufacturing process under our control. So that is the primary reason of acquiring that SGS unit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to answer all the questions, please limit your questions to 3 per participant. The next question is from the line of Pawan Kataria from Bullseye Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So I would just like to understand, could you share the initial sales trend and consumer reception for the proprietary brands in Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh for the last quarter?
Your voice was not clear. Can you please repeat the question?
I would like to understand, could you share the initial sales trends and consumer reception for our proprietary brands in Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh for the last quarter?
So initial, I believe you are asking about the status of Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh. Initial trends which we have seen is positive, which is a positive, very positive consumer feedback. But both these states are very critical to us in terms of growth also and in terms of expansion also. So we are taking it as the market demands and slowly in these states. Because Maharashtra primarily requires huge capital, huge investment for entering into the shop. So we have registered ourselves right now in Thane, in Mumbai and in Pune region. Because in Maharashtra to enter the shop sale, you have to give a substantial amount of skill. And we would be concentrating, because this is the major consuming area, we will be concentrating on these 3 regions, establishing our product portfolio in these regions, and then moving further to Nagpur and other Vidarbha state regions. Second is UP. UP, the response is good. We are going on monthly, but the volumes are not setting in right now because we are working on with the distributors. Their primary objective of the company is to increase the long-term sale of the company and to get and secure the money as well. Because that's a very tricky market in terms of getting the sales proceeds. So we are working on both, and it'll be a combination of both. So probably in next, I think, 1 quarter or so, both the markets would stabilize and we'll see aggressive growth. And in both the states, we are setting up our own team also. In Maharashtra, we have already appointed one of the most senior persons from Diageo. He is heading our Maharashtra operation, and which is in line with our expectation.
So, sir, I need to could you quantify the number of cases we are able to sold in Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh?
Right now in Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh, last quarter, we would have sold in Maharashtra around 3,000 cases and Uttar Pradesh only 1,000 cases.
Okay. Okay, sir. I would also like to ask, what is the stand for the ready-to-drink beverage that we are looking to enter?
Where is the?
Stand, total addressable market for the RTD.
See, the total addressable market in RTDs is right now quite small as compared to whiskies and other products if we talk about. But this market is expected to grow like anything. So there has been trends which has been there in West and has been exactly replicated by India. So which was earlier trend of gin if we talk about, and now trend of tequila. And then the next trend or way which you expect it is of RTD.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman from InVed. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on IMFL license business. So in regards to InBrew, so now that we have lost some business there, what's our revenue run rate that we are targeting in this space?
So the revenue run rate which will primarily come from in this space, if I talk about on annual basis, is somewhere around say 120 to 150 crore.
Okay, okay, got it. And are we in talks with other brands to take some licensing work to recover these volumes?
No. We will recover this abuse over on the basis of our long-term objective and focus which is there. Company wants to purely focus on its own brand and building its own brand portfolio. So you would have seen in this quarter also there has been drastic increase in the IMFL own brand. That is around 30-35% increase. So that's what we are focusing on.
So I think we are clear that Hilford has been, you know, doing some volumes in other states. So my question was on our gin product, Nicobar Gin. What's our plan there?
So see, now Nicobar Gin is mostly available in metros, major cities where the volume is there. So we are working on bar takeovers there and educating the customers. So that's the go-to strategy for the company. So we have already in the process of taking on the senior bartenders on board. So who would do bar takeovers and would educate the customers on the product, how the product has been developed, what is the way to have the product, the different kind of cocktails that can be made with the product. So, like tomorrow we have an event in Nagpur, okay, and plus apart from that, educating the bartending community. So, this has been our core strategy.
Okay, and thirdly, on our tequila product, so what's the update there, where have we reached with the Mexican company?
So, as I already said in this con call, is that it's been long awaited, but finally we are the only Indian company which has got an approval to call tequila. So that we received around two to three days back itself. So we have received an approval from Mexico and we've been given the unique identification number. So we will import the tequila, we will bottle here and sell it on our name. So now we are expediting the entire process of importing it and we are targeting to launch it in the month of January or at the earliest.
Okay, and one last question if I can squeeze in. So
the question queue for follow-up questions. So I will request you to rejoin the question
queue. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gautam Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Gupta, you are audible.
Yeah. So if I might quote you again, you said we want to be a one-stop solution by providing all the products in the alcohol industry. So the same thing you mentioned 3 years back when we acquired Mount Everest Breweries. So I want to ask about it, that what was the acquisition cost and where did the finances come from?
No, so basically we did not acquire Mount Everest Breweries. Mount Everest Breweries is wholly owned by the promoter. We had given an approval for the merger of both the companies, but we had not acquired we did not acquire Mount Everest Breweries, and that merger also we had put a note that we had called off that merger because there was a delay in time by the SEBI.
That was my only question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karishma Nahar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is regarding selling and distribution expense, which forms a relatively lower share of the sales. So with upcoming launches in brandy, tequila and ready-to-drink products, do you see this ratio rising meaningfully in near term, and will this impact our margins?
So basically, see, as you rightly pointed out, that the selling and distribution expenses would increase in the initial period of time. So we are targeting around 5% of our top line, which is coming from environmental products, we will do selling and distribution expenses. But we would not let it impact drastically our margins. Definitely, it will slightly impact our margin, but not drastically. Because that we maintain by selling our other products in our established market.
Okay. My second question is regarding the Maharashtra's MML policy that has been recently launched. What is the impact of that policy?
So the impact of that policy is to the entire alcohol industry. So there was a category, there was a price range between 100 to 200. Wherein our CP, Central Province Whiskey, was available with other peers, big players, other products as well. So now that the minimum price point has come to around 200 rupees. So any product which will be launched outside MML would be minimum price of 200. So there has been a 15 rupees increase in nip per nip price. So there has been a huge impact. But as we are the early entrant and we are focused or not on Central Province Whiskey in Maharashtra, we had focused on Hill Fort, which is the premium product, for which the price was already above 200. So there has not been much impact to us.
Okay, and my last question will be regarding what cask do you use for making whiskey?
What?
What do you use for making whiskey?
Cask do we use?
Yes.
So casks which we are using are from different, are of different nature. Primarily what we are using is the single use bourbon cask. That is the major component of it. But apart from that, the malt, single malt which we'll be making, as in our earlier product also, we do not compromise on quality. We give value for money to our customers. So we have taken a consultant on board from Scotland who was a master distiller for Diageo worldwide. So he would be guiding us on our whiskies, and it will be a combination of multiple casks, and depending on the mass appeal of the taste profile, we are using the cask.
Okay. What is your overall revenue guidance for...
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am, but I may request you to rejoin the question queue for follow-up questions.
This was the last question, if you'll allow.
Ma'am, I would request you to return the question, please. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just want to understand, we are focusing on this single malt whiskey and premiumization and getting
talk about that.
Mr. Jain, you're not audible.
Yeah, yeah. Am I audible now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. Just give me a second. Hello? Am I audible now?
Yeah, I can't. Can you just remove that? See, if possible, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, so my question is, we just brought a number one whiskey brand in port, and we are focusing on premiumization product and just like in about is around 1,000 rupees in above category, which you mentioned. Just want to understand, since India is predominantly a whiskey market, which other brand in which we are currently focusing? Like premiumization, maybe it could be
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but then I request you to rejoin. Your audio is not clear.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Better.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, better.
Then my question is, since India is predominantly a whiskey market, I don't know number, but 70-80% of India is whiskey. And right now we have come with our IMFL product, which is Hillport, which is priced around 1,000 rupees per bottle or something. So what I'm trying to understand, on whiskey front, what are the other plans other than Hillport we are focusing right now? Maybe not this year, maybe a 2-3 quarters beyond. Are we developing any other product on the higher value terms in the whiskey segment only?
So in whiskey segment, we have primarily Central Province whiskey, which is on the popular grade category. Hillport is on the super premium category. Second is we are launching a product in the range in between Hillport and Central Province whiskey, which is in the premium category. And in future, we have plans to launch a single malt also, which is in the whiskey category, which will be on the super premium side. In two single malts which we launch, which will be, one would be an entry level single malt, and the second would be a super premium single malt. So that's the portfolio which we are going to develop in the whiskey category. In whiskey category, an individual for a nib over next 6 months, if I talk about, if an individual in the nib category wants to go 50 rupees up or 50 rupees low, our product would be available in that range.
Okay, and can you give a growth registered by Nicobar Gin and any future pipelines with respect to another brand in gin, or what type of growth Nicobar Gin can grow in the going forward?
So see, growth in Nicobar Gin is around about 15%, but the volume is low because the industry of gin is slightly stable and there is a huge competition. There is across India 100 odd gins which are there. It is highly price competitive. So the brand, so we are looking at developing a brand. So when you're looking at developing a brand and not primarily concentrating on fish-based sales, so that's taking time. So that's what we are focusing on. One is that. Second is the next category, which is fast growing and which is almost doubling year on year in terms of growth, is tequila, where the company has already started focusing on 1 year back. But we were sure that we want to give quality products to the customers and we want to give authentic tequila experience to our customers, for which you have to get the Mexico registration, so which we have received now. So we'll be aggressively moving in launching our tequila brand.
Okay, some last question from my side. Sir, want to understand, because why we are moving to so many categories, like we are gin, we have a whiskey, we are also coming with tequila and brandy, because what I understand, brandy and all these are the low TAM market. Why we are not focusing on only whiskey, where we have a category of premiumization, super premiumization, and a brand which suits in different price range, maybe below 1,000, maybe 2,000 rupees per bottle, maybe 2,500 rupees per bottle or something. What is our thought process on this? This is from my input side.
Yeah, so the thought process of the company has been to be a one-stop shop in the alcohol industry. Because see, what happens is that when you go to other markets, okay, once you are competing with the world number one and number two companies, okay, so to compete with world number two,
companies is going to be very difficult. So you need to have the full product range portfolio and have a packaged offering for the distributor or for the retailer. Okay. And you will have to do a cross brand BTL for the products. So in premium products, you will have to give less money. In less premium products, you might have to give more money to push it where the competition is higher. So the entire portfolio helps to do that. And second is for us alcohol industry, every state is a different economy altogether. So in a popular range category, if I talk about central province category, which is doing phenomenally well in the state of Madhya Pradesh and in the state of Delhi. So for that, we have developed the central province brand as a brand, and we have developed a range of products. So we have now central province vodka, central province orange vodka, central province green apple vodka, central province whiskey, and central province rum. So you want to make it a million case brand. But as we move outside the state of Madhya Pradesh, so it becomes difficult for us to compete because the transport charges, import duties and others are higher. So we are looking at local manufacturing setup for developing this brand. And see, when the company is on the growing stage, it needs to carry the entire portfolio. And out of the entire portfolio, one would be the hero product. So if you see any company, say Officer Choice or say Redico, they have one hero product which has come out. And on the basis of hero product, other premium products and other products sell. So we are trying to achieve that. So for that initial stage, you have to have the entire portfolio. Second, the market has also become dynamic as what it was earlier. So you have to be with the market and you need to change with the market. Because for example, if you had to stay earlier into the whiskey category per se itself, but now most of the whiskey drinkers in the elite class, say I would say not a major number, but still 5% is moving towards tequila. So if someone would have been in whiskey and thinking that I would cater to only whiskey market customers, they might have lost that 5% customer from their books. So we don't want to lose any customer, because for a company which is on the growing stage, is spending a lot and working very hard to acquire a customer. So he needs to be loyal to the brand associated. So to be loyal to brand associated, we need to have a good package of products and portfolio to offer it.
Okay, just last thing from my side. Since we are entering UP, Maharashtra and all, so why, since the new territory is being added to our basket, why our sales growth is on the lower side? Even for the guidance wide also, our sales growth is not growing, because let's say earlier you were operating in 3 states or 4-5 states. Now your spectrum is increasing, and UP and Maharashtra is a very big market. So then why we are not getting incremental growth from the entry into the new state, or when we can see this?
So see, whichever state you enter new state, at least minimum it takes 1 year to stabilize and to work in the business in that state. So just for an example, if I give you the state of Maharashtra. So Maharashtra, the shops are owned by a private. There is a private association. To enter or to place your product initially in one store, you have to give 4 cases free for every 10 cases of the lifting what they do. So that's a huge cost on the initial stage. So if I launch entire Maharashtra at one go, there will be a huge investment on the company's books. And plus with that investment would not materialize also. So for example, we launched in Thane region. We made our product available in almost all the shops in Thane region. We saw that at least we are getting 30% repeat customers from those shops. Then we launched in Mumbai region. Then we are launching in Pune region. So for us to launch and get that momentum, it takes time. Second, if I talk about UP, UP is a very big state. But there is UP, the main market is controlled by one or two players, for which you need to have consistency and you need to have confidence to supply to those players for the recovery of your money. Because it's not about only sales, it's about having a healthy balance sheet as well. So we are concentrating on that and we are developing the relationship with that. So that would require at least 6 months to 1 year for the sudden boost in sales to come. So we are working on those lines.
Okay, just to squeeze last question. Sir, we on I know the quarter wise the margin target.
But I may request you to rejoin the question queue for follow up questions.
Yes, of course, sir. Okay, fine.
Yes. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Shah from Alchemy Capital. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to one per participant.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, again, coming back to the margins, so you have guided for 9 to 11%. So, why are we guiding such a low margin when our premium segment will be growing 35% proprietary? So, what is the reason for how much increase would be the marketing that will result in such low margins?
So, probably in the initial period of time, as I in my earlier question said, that there will be a huge marketing and establishment cost involved, which is there. As I gave you an example of Astra, there is a similar kind of cost involved in few other states also. So, in initial period, the amount of money which will go in will be higher. Because as I said earlier, we are investing huge in developing the team also. So that will also be a greater outflow because in whichever state, like for example, UP we enter, it's a very huge state. You need to have a huge team of 50-60 people, which would be established over the period of time. So the initial cost would come from there. And once the team is established, market is stabilized, then the substantial amount of volume growth will come. And the margin improvement will also come. Because in initial stage, you have to do tasting of your products. You need to give free products for the customer to experience it. Because again, you are competing with the biggest players of the world, which is number two and number one player of the world you are competing against.
Right. Okay, understood. And this quarter, as compared to last quarter, our EBITDA margins are down by 500 basis points. So if you can bifurcate that between marketing, how much was byproduct realizations going down, if you can do that, what would be the contribution each of this?
Mr. Nani will share a detail working on that. But the primary contribution which has come down is because of the sale of the byproducts only.
Okay. So, what was the change? How much did the realization go down? What were they before this and at present? What are the margins?
The impact from byproduct was 6 crore around in the profitability because the price of cattle feed is drastically reduced by around 37% from last quarter. Reason behind this is the mission. But we said that many of ethanol plants comes in the market and there are plenty of supply of cattle feed is available and also as you know it's very general and in monsoon grass is also available. So there is a demand is also lower and we cannot hold this cattle feed for long. So we have to sell at the current prevailing prices and which is improving. That is the first one impact is of this. And second one impact is 2 to 3 crore is around reducing marketing margin of in-view contract manufacturing, shifting of basic patterns from license to in-view. So that is the two. And third one is basically change of material mix. So in Q2, we use the rice, which is giving the high yield. And since the availability is constrained in Q2, so we use more maize, which is giving the low yield. So it gives around 3 to 4 crore margin impact. So there are around 12 crore, 13 crore margin impact due to the all three regions.
And I didn't understand this 2, 3
crore. Sorry to interrupt, sir, but I may request you to rejoin the question queue for follow up questions.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Balaji Nayak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Is that I'm audible?
Yes, Mr. Balaji.
My question is regarding that Alinayar brand in Madhya Pradesh. There is an expansion in the district.
You are not audible, your voice
is breaking. Sir, any IMIR brand mostly connect in Madhya Pradesh. So, is there any expansion in district? number of districts we are selling?
Your voice is not audible. Your voice is breaking. I'm not able to hear your question. I could just hear some IML brands here. Can you repeat the question, please?
So now I am audible, sir.
Yes.
Sorry, regarding that IML brand, in MP, is there any increase in the number of districts they are selling?
No, there has not been a number in substantial increase in the number of districts which we are selling. So primarily, as we told in the earlier conference call also, the IML is the per annum tender based pattern. So whatever the maximum limit approved in the tender, we try to achieve that. So we have achieved already the maximum number of allowance limit in Madhya Pradesh, and we are on stable growth on that.
Yes, sir. Anyway, regarding this, there is a
question. The question to you for follow-up questions.
Sir, this is my second question, sir. Please allow me.
So, but it was announced that you can only ask one question per person.
Sir, it's kindly considered.
Sir, I may request you to return the question to you, sir. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Komal Iyer from NBG Invest. Please go ahead.
Sir, if you could please share your revenue guidance and also let us know by when do you expect your EBITDA margins to come back to historic levels?
So as we said, the revenue guidance earlier is primarily the major revenue which will come from is the growth of our own IMFL proprietary brands. So which we are targeting on that, and whatever the loss which we have been able, which we've got is because of the sale of is because of the move in the structure of improvement, we will be able to achieve that. And in terms of the margin, it will take at least 2 quarters or odd for us to come to the initial levels of the margin contributions. And right now we are expecting the margin contribution, a better margin, to be anywhere between 9 to 11%.
Can you give a figure on the revenue guidance side?
So revenue guidance side, you would be seeing a growth of around 10%. We are targeting.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, this would be our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
To conclude, our strategic focus on expanding the proprietary IMFL portfolio, strengthening premium offerings and maintaining financial discipline places us on a strong growth trajectory. We look forward to building on this momentum in the coming quarters. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.